And there's no doubt the housing market is softer this year than it was 5 or so years ago. But rents are still high in the north, especially in tight markets like mining-dominated towns, and it puts extra stress on people on lower incomes. More Aussies are working casually. Around 1 million are underemployed. Each year, Anglicare looks at the available rental properties in Australia on March 23rd and compares whether people on minimum wage or welfare can afford to rent. And it seems they can't. For a single person on Newstart, there was just two private rentals in the nation that they could afford. To look a bit closer at the rental affordability snapshot, Karina Cook is based in Broome and she's the regional manager for the Northwest with Anglicare WA. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning, Beck. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Generally, how tough is it in the north to find affordable housing?
Beck, this year only 13% of housing in the northwest was available to, I guess, what we'd call an average family, mum, dad and two children on a minimum wage with a parenting payment. And that's in some of our areas such as Broome, where I am now, and Karratha, where you're based, where there is access to housing. As we know, some of our more remote communities, there's no available housing for people in those communities at all.
So talk to us about Karratha and Broome. You mentioned them there. What's it actually like on the ground in these places?
So we know that rental prices have come down across the region. This year, the average median price of rent is $400 per week. In 2014, it was $700 per week. So there has been quite a significant reduction in our rental amounts. But it still means that people that are on minimum wages or not employed still don't have access to that rental market. I spoke earlier about also having access to houses in general. We know that in a lot of our communities we don't have those available houses. So lots of people are choosing to live with family members or couch surf between houses, staying with friends. It makes it really difficult for people to maintain employment, keep their connections in community, and also to stay in the communities that they grew up in or that they have those connections in.
Karina, Broome and Karratha, and similarly the Pilbara and the Kimberley, are vastly different regions. I mean, the issues that are facing people in Karratha compared to Broome are very, very different. But you're saying that both regions are suffering from this issue?
Yes, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. The regions are so different. And obviously the impact of mining on the Pilbara brings a lot of differences in that region. But it still means that local people who aren't provided with housing as part of their employment are really, really struggling to maintain that connection in their communities.
So, I mean, how do we compare to places like Perth or Sydney then?
It's so much more difficult in regional areas, again, because of that lack of availability. In the metro area, you have that opportunity maybe to move to a part of town that's a little bit cheaper or a part of town where you have some more supports, or maybe there's more apartment living or one-bedroom living, those sorts of things, whereas we often don't have those opportunities in regional and remote areas, and it, again, makes it harder to find affordable housing. We don't have a lot of granny flats. We don't have, you know, a lot of options to rent something cheaper at a caravan park or in a social housing setup. So it leaves us with just little options in general.
I'm speaking to Karina Cook. She's based in Broome and she's the regional manager for the Northwest with Anglicare WA. Karina, I was just wondering, with, you know, homelessness in some of the major cities, it's really quite visible. We can see often the people that are sleeping on the streets, or, you know, that that don't have homes to go to. But I think maybe here in regional WA and in Broome and Karratha, it's less visible. But what does it actually look like?
Beck, you're so right. And I think sometimes in the regions we aren't considered the way that the city is. I visited the city recently, and throughout the CBD there's a number of homeless people that you can see on the sides of the street, and it's a topic of conversation in the metro area. Whereas up here in the northwest, I think a lot of local people do have extended family networks that will do their best to assist them. But what that means is that we often see up to 15, sometimes 20 or more people living under one roof. And for any of us, if we would have 15 or 20 family members join us at our house, we know how difficult that can then be to maintain that house and provide for everybody.
Absolutely. I can't imagine having 15 of my family members other than maybe Christmas.
So true.
I mean, look, we've talked about the issue, I guess, but what are the solutions, Karina?
There needs to be a number of considerations. We need to make sure that we implement the End Homeless WA strategy to develop a collaborative approach to ending homelessness in WA by 2028. We also need to look at alternatives to our housing in regional areas. I spoke earlier about the fact that we don't have a lot of granny flats. We don't have, opportunities for shared living spaces. And I think we need to be innovative in our design of social housing. And we also need to look at how we can subsidise the general market of housing so that it is more appropriate for the people in our communities who need it.
Yeah. And I guess just sort of one final thought that I had. How many houses do you think would be needed to fill the gap, particularly in our region and maybe more broadly in Australia?
Across Western Australia, we would need at least 15,000 social housing dwellings by 2030 to fill the gap. Obviously, here in the regions, we don't have as many people as the metro areas. So I think up here we would need to look at what is required in each community. And as you mentioned before, Beck, there's so many differences, whether it's between Karratha and Broome or Roeburn and Belgo. Every single community is so different. So we would really need to have a look at what that community wants, listen to what that community needs, and then design housing based on that.
Karina, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Beck. It was lovely to speak to you.
Karina Cook, she is the Northwest Regional Manager for Anglicare WA. The full report is available online. So if you're interested to find out a little bit more about that, head to Anglicare WA for more information.